Thank you everyone for joining us for the presentation today. I'll start by briefly introducing myself if you haven't met me. I'm Catherine, I'm the Partnerships and Development Manager at PEPI.
And Awad is the Executive Director of the PEPI. Thank you.
Yes. And for our team, mental health is really important to us and it's part of our discussions during our monthly meetings and part of our programming. And we wanted to bring it today and bring it to a discussion as a group to see how we can best integrate mental health into our organizations and some of the practices that we've implemented at PEPI thus far. So the basis of our presentation is first just having a discussion on what is mental health and how we define mental health, because there's scientific perspective and then also perspective of how we view it in different cultures and different backgrounds as well. Why it's important to us, especially now, coming out of our experiences with COVID, mental health has become even more important for our organization. And so we want to discuss with others on why it's important. And we want to highlight what changes we made as an organization to support mental health and overall changes that we can implement in a different organization's culture to be supportive to mental health practices. And then we also want to raise what are some external resources that we have. Oh, good morning. Thank you. Yeah, what are some external resources that we have and some exercises that we have learned and implemented at our office for better mental health and well-being. And then Bongwa would like to close the session with a group exercise for supporting your mental health. So what is mental health? We can start by considering the general definition. Textbook definition is mental health is our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. So mental health is how we think, how we feel, and how we act. It translates to our everyday behavior. It determines how we can handle stressful situations, how we can handle relationships in our lives, and how we make decisions both in our personal lives and professionally. So you might be familiar with some common mental health disorders. These are the ones that when I hear it, I think, oh, I think I know what this means. But this presentation gave me an opportunity to do a lot more research on different types of mental health. So the ones that I found were the most common and most applicable to workplace challenges were anxiety and depression, one's OCD, paranoia, and I actually didn't know this until doing research for this presentation, but eating disorders is also considered a mental health issue. So does anybody need clarification on what these disorders are?
Catherine, at the beginning of the meeting when we were just chit-chatting and perhaps before you joined, there was request that some translation might be necessary. So we're open to a little bit of kabai just to explain anything that needs it. However, for the most part, it's an English presentation.
Sounds good. Bawat, would you be able to come in and just translate the slide or summarize the slide for them?
Oh, yeah. In Khmer?
Yes.
Like, I'm not good in translator, you know. So I will try my best. Like here, like mental. You want me to say in all Khmer?
Yeah, or just summarize what is mental health in Khmer, and then summarize these disorders if there is a Khmer name.
Okay. But tam ka yo hay tam ka nhom sao chieu hay bat pisao ba nhom to na nhom ket tha samrab ke hau sokaphiep phleu chat. នៅ ក្នុង នឹង វា រួម បញ្ចូល មាន ច្រើន វា មាន តាំង ពី ផ្លូវ អារម្មណ៍ ឬ ក៏ ហៅ ថា ស្មារតី អ្នក ខ្លះ អាច ហៅ ថា អារម្មណ៍ ឬ ក៏ ស្មារតី ហើយ វា ពាក់ព័ន្ធ ជាមួយ នឹង ផ្លូវ ចិត្ត របស់ យើង ហើយ ពាក់ព័ន្ធ មួយ នឹង សង្គម ដែរ អញ្ចឹង វា អាច មាន 3 បើ និយាយ ទៅ តាក់ទង មិនធ្លាប់ ហើយ វា មាន ស្មារតី វា មាន អាច ផ្លូវ ចិត្ត ហើយ នឹង បែប សង្គម ហើយ សួរ ថា តើ វា នឹង ប៉ះពាល់ហ្មិចមកលើផ្លូវចិត្តរបស់យើងហ្នឹងបើនិយាយពីសុខភាពផ្លូវចិត្តគឺអញ្ចឹងហើយនៅក្នុងហ្នឹងដែរគេថាវាអាហ្វិចហ្មិចនៅក្នុងអីដែលតាមរយៈការស្រាវជ្រាវរបស់ខាត់រីនដែលគាត់ធ្វើហើយខ្ញុំហ្នឹងក៏ស្រាវជ្រាវខ្លួនឯងនៅក្នុងហ្នឹងគឺគេសំដៅទៅលើ ឲ្យយើងនឹងអាចមានសុខភាពផ្លូវចិត្តដ៏រឹងមាំដើម្បីឲ្យយើងនឹង handle អាចឲ្យយើងនឹងទប់ទល់ចាអាចឲ្យយើងនឹងទប់ទល់ជាមួយនឹងការដែលមានជំងឺអាចបាក់ទឹកចិត្តឬក៏អាចមានតំណាក់តំណងផ្ទៃក្នុងរបស់យើងខ្លួនឯងឬក៏អាចតំណាក់និយាយទៅតំណាក់តំណងមួយខាងក្រៅវិញចឹងណាបងសុផលស្រីខ្ញុំនិយាយខ្មែរទៅខ្វះកន្លែងណាអីបងអាចជួយបន្ថែមទៅខ្ញុំអត់បកកែបកប្រែទេហើយពេលណាដែលយើងមានសុខភាពផ្លូវចិត្តហ្នឹងវាអាចរឹងមាំហ្នឹងវាធ្វើឲ្យយើងនឹងអាចងាយនៅក្នុងការធ្វើការសម្រេចចិត្តព្រោះនៅពេលណាដែលយើងអត់សូវមានសុខភាពរឹងមាំបញ្ញាយើងធ្លាក់ចុះអញ្ចឹងវាអាចប៉ះពាល់ទៅដល់ការសម្រេចចិត្តរបស់យើងដែរនៅពេលខ្លះអញ្ចឹងចា៎ហើយនៅក្នុងហ្នឹងអ្វីដែលគេនិយាយអំពីអាជំងឺបាក់ទឹកចិត្តសំទោសជំងឺផ្លូវចិត្តដែលភាគច្រើនអាចកើតមានហ្នឹងខ្ញុំអត់ដឹងខ្មែរហៅអីទេ anxiety ហ្នឹងតែគ្រាន់តែដឹងថាជំងឺហ្នឹងវាធ្វើឲ្យយើងដូចយើងឆាប់ភ័យយើងខ្លាចយើងអីចឹងណាបាទ depression យើងហៅខ្មែរយើងថាជំងឺបាក់ទឹកចិត្តហើយwhat is that can you move
oh yes sorry yeah our faces are in the way
okay សម្រាប់ ODC ហ្នឹងមានន័យថាពេលខ្លះទៅវាធ្វើឲ្យខួរក្បាលរបស់យើងហ្នឹងវាខ្ញុំធ្លាប់លឺហ្នឹងប៉ុន្តែខ្ញុំអត់ដឹងថាភាសាគ្រូពេទ្យគេហៅថាម៉េចហ្នឹងណាតែអាហ្នឹងមានន័យថាដូចខាងក្នុងយើងឈឺគ្នានិយាយទៅមានន័យខាងក្នុងរបស់យើងវាមានអីមួយដែលវាអត់ត្រូវគ្នាចាអាហ្នឹងខ្ញុំអត់ដឹងថាខ្មែរហៅអីសំទោសផងអានេះក៏ខ្ញុំអត់ដឹងខ្មែរហៅអីដែរ paranoia ហ្នឹងហើយeating this order ហ្នឹងខ្ញុំក៏អត់ដឹងថាខ្មែរហៅអីដែរខ្ញុំសំទោសផងចាប៉ុន្តែខ្ញុំអាចយល់ពេលដែលខ្ញុំស្រាវជ្រាវព្រោះស្រាវជ្រាវជាភាសាអង់គ្លេសចាអរគុណ
អាហ្នឹងដោយរបៀបយើងអាសាក់ដូចថាយើងស្លន់ស្លោមានរឿងអីកើតឡើងបន្តិចបន្តួចយើងភ្ញាក់យើងស្លន់ស្លោអញ្ចឹងណាមានហ្នឹងហើយ is order នោះប្រហែលជាគ្នាយើងអាចធ្លាប់ឃើញអ្នកខ្លះគាត់ញ៉ាំមិនក៏អត់ធាត់ដែរហើយអ្នកខ្លះទៀតញ៉ាំបន្តិចអីអញ្ចឹងក៏គាត់ធាត់អញ្ចឹងណាហើយអ្នកខ្លះទៀតជួនកាលចិត្តគាត់បើយើងនិយាយពីអា OCD ហ្នឹងមានករណីខ្លះអ្នកជំងឺហ្នឹងគឺគាត់របៀបថាគាត់គិតថាគាត់ហ្នឹងញ៉ាំអីសុខភាពល្អអីអញ្ចឹងឯងញ៉ាំរបស់អីពេលដែលនៅមុខគេគាត់ធ្វើអញ្ចឹងប៉ុន្តែគាត់ចេះតែលួចញ៉ាំ junk food អីអីអញ្ចឹងណាដូចថាចិត្តយើងទីមួយចង់សុខភាពល្អទីពីរទៀតអាមាត់យើងហ្នឹងចិត្តតែចង់អីផ្សេងឬក៏អីអញ្ចឹងវាដូចថាប្រឆាំងគ្នាយើងក្នុងចិត្តអញ្ចឹងណាចាហើយ eating disorder ហ្នឹងពេលខ្លះអ្នកខ្លះឃ្លានរហូតអ្នកខ្លះអត់សូវឃ្លានអីអញ្ចឹងវាតាមអ្នកជំងឺផ្សេងផ្សេងគ្នាអីចឹង
ចាដូចខ្ញុំមានបទពិសោធន៍ខ្លួនឯងមួយអា eating disorder ហ្នឹងកាលពេលខ្ញុំនៅរៀនក្មេងពេលដែលខ្ញុំមានជំងឺផ្លូវចិត្តដូចខោបាក់ទឹកចិត្តណាឬក៏ stress ហ្នឹងគឺខ្ញុំញ៉ាំច្រើនមែនតើរហូតដល់ខ្ញុំទិញរបស់ញ៉ាំយកមកស្តុកទុកហ្មងហើយពេលដែលខ្ញុំនេះខ្ញុំខុកវាខ្ញុំធ្វើវាចឹងទៅច្រើនខ្ញុំញ៉ាំក្រឹបពីញ៉ាំអញ្ចឹងណាអាហ្នឹងឯងចាអរគុណច្រើនបងបានជួយបន្ថែម
យ៉ាំ Oh I see there's a chat
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much for the Google translation. That's much appreciated.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Kurt, I agree with Ross's comment about the eating disorder. I was really surprised as well because it's not something I think about often when I compare to mental health, but I realized that I was like, yes, eating disorder is a problem about a negative perception of yourself and is often linked to anxiety, depression, and a lot of other mental health issues that lead to negative behaviors and negative relationships with food. And eating disorders, I think many of us think when we hear that, we think people, well, that's not eating enough. But also there's eating disorders of people overeating, eating too much as well. So it's unhealthy relationships with food that cause a negative impact to your body. But that issue starts from your brain. It starts from your self-esteem. It starts from poor like habits and behavior that have emerged from negative experiences in your life that translate to physical challenges, which kind of connects to our next slide, which is that mental health is also a huge contributor in physical health. I think I go backwards. The internet doesn't like me. One second, I'll get it back in the right direction. So mental health and its impact on our daily lives. Do you want to translate as I go or would like me to?
You can go and then
slow. We may not have time to translate every single
word.
So I think In the interest of time management, we should think in terms of half an hour or a little longer, yes. Of course, with translation for this presentation.
For sure. Yeah, so I'll summarize it briefly. So mental health and effects on our daily lives. The most important takeaway from the statement is that your mind and body are actually connected. They work together. So when you have challenges with your mental health, it also impacts your physical health. So there's so much research and so much information that shows that people who have serious physical health conditions are also connected and linked to mental health challenges as well. So for example, depression can come with other issues like headache, stomach problems, anxiety can create stomach issues as well. Other symptoms, that mental health challenges can affect your sleep, can affect your energy, can affect your ability to focus.
បាទខ្ញុំធ្លាប់រៀនបទពិសោធន៍ខ្ញុំគឺនិយាយដល់3ចិត្តកាយនិងស្មារតីអញ្ចឹងវានៅជាប់គ្នាបើសិនជាមានមួយណាធ្លាក់ចុះអាពីរហ្នឹងវានឹងធ្លាក់ចុះដែរអញ្ចឹងណាអញ្ចឹងបើសិនជាសុខភាពផ្លូវចិត្តយើងអត់រឹងមាំទេវានឹងបង្កទៅជាជំងឺផ្លូវកាយមួយចំនួនឧទាហរណ៍ដូចជាពេលដែលយើងផ្លូវចិត្តយើងអត់សុខអីអាចធ្វើយើងអស់កម្លាំងអាចធ្វើឲ្យយើងហត់ឬអាចធ្វើយើងឈឺក្បាលឬអាចធ្វើឲ្យយើងមានអីផ្សេងៗទៀតអញ្ចឹងណាចាហ្នឹងហើយខ្ញុំសូមកាត់សង្ខេបសូមតំអរគុណ
So why do we think this matters in the workplace? So I'll try to summarize as quickly as I can. So if you don't have a strong mental health, it can factor in, as we already mentioned, to physical challenges. So it can affect to overall larger health issues like heart problems, digestive problems like diabetes. Mental health issues impact your business directly because it can affect your ability to come to work. People with mental health issues might need more days off, are unable to work every day. They might not be able to be as productive as compared to other team members. And there can be increase in costs for a business to have to address these issues. You might have to bring on more people. You might have to bring on more staff because an employee cannot meet their quota. And also, if somebody is feeling negative and in a bad place, it can affect other team members' energy as well. And so work-related stress can translate to your organization on high staff turnover. People might be quitting quickly. you might be having to spend a lot of time training new people because you're not able to maintain staff due to their mental health challenges. They can have poor performance in the organization. Sorry about that. I can't get rid of this there. Okay. Yes. So they might not be able to concentrate on their work well. They might have higher instances of making mistakes and human error because they're not able to focus on their work.
អញ្ចឹងខ្ញុំសង្ខេបខ្ញុំអត់សូវចង់ចាំបានច្រើនតែគ្រាន់តែថាសួរថានៅពេលដែលមានបញ្ហាសុខភាពផ្លូវចិត្តហ្នឹងហេតុអីវាប៉ះពាល់ទៅដល់ការធ្វើការងារអញ្ចឹងទោះបីជាយើងជាបុគ្គលក៏ដោយជាបុគ្គលគេហៅថាឯកជនបុគ្គលបើសិនតែយើងមានសុខភាពផ្លូវចិត្តហ្នឹងអត់សូវល្អទេវាអាចប៉ះពាល់ច្រើនទៅដល់បង្កើតទៅជាជំងឺផ្នែករាងកាយដែលខ្ញុំនិយាយមិញហ្នឹងអាចទៅជាឈឺក្បាលឬក៏យើងការរំលាយអាហារហ្នឹងវារឿងពិបាកអញ្ចឹងណាអាហ្នឹងវាប៉ះពាល់ហើយវាធ្វើឲ្យប៉ះពាល់ទៅដល់ការធ្វើការបើយើងមានការងារយើងប៉ះពាល់ដល់ការងារបើយើងធ្វើអាជីវកម្មក៏យើងប៉ះពាល់ទៅដល់អាជីវកម្មអញ្ចឹងចា៎ហើយពេលដែលយើងមានសុខភាពផ្លូវចិត្តអត់សូវល្អហ្នឹងវាធ្វើឲ្យមានប៉ះពាល់ដល់គុណភាពការងារឬក៏ទំនាក់ទំនងជាមួយនឹងខ្លួនយើងខ្លួនឯងហើយនឹងទំនាក់ទំនងជាមួយក្រុមការងារឬក៏ដៃគូផ្សេងផ្សេងអាហ្នឹងក៏ធ្វើមានបញ្ហាដែរហើយតកតងទៅនឹងការដែលយើងធ្វើកិច្ចការងារផ្លូវចិត្តអត់សូវល្អវាធ្វើយើងមានសម្ពាធវាធ្វើឲ្យយើងមានអារម្មណ៍តានតឹងវាអាចធ្វើឲ្យបុគ្គលខ្លួនឯងហ្នឹងគាត់នឹងអាចស្នើសុំឈប់សម្រាកច្រើនឬក៏គាត់អាចរហូតទៅដល់សុំចាកចេញពីការងារឬក៏ការ perform ការងាររបស់គាត់ហ្នឹងវាអត់សូវល្អឬក៏គេហៅថាអាការធ្វើការងាររបស់គាត់ទៅមានកំហុសច្រើនការបង្កើតកំហុសច្រើនអីចឹងហ្នឹងគឺជាបញ្ហានៅកន្លែងធ្វើការចា៎ហើយខ្ញុំអាចចែកពីបទពិសោធន៍ខ្ញុំផ្ទាល់ខ្ញុំធ្លាប់ចាំកន្លងខ្ញុំមានជំងឺបាក់ទឹកចិត្តខ្លាំងមែនទែនក្រោយពេលសម្រាលតទៅចឹងទៅ ខ្ញុំ perform នៅកន្លែងការងារខ្ញុំប្រឹងប្រែងមែនទែនខ្ញុំចេញពី office មក7ដើម្បី make sure ថាការងារបានល្អប៉ុន្តែបើនិយាយទៅពេលហ្នឹងគឺថាបើការងារយើងត្រូវធ្វើកន្លះម៉ោងវាអាចទៅដល់មួយម៉ោងហើយចឹងចាអញ្ចឹងអាហ្នឹងវាជាបញ្ហាដែរអរគុណ
And for these reasons and many more, we believe it's important to invest in mental health to ensure the productivity and well-being of our team. And so this is just an interesting data point that I thought was good to add to the conversation. So they've done studies on how depression impacts your ability to work. So it actually, they've estimated 20% of the time, it reduces your ability to do physical tasks. And for your cognitive, your ability to process and think, it impacts your work 35% of the time.
ចា៎ហ្នឹងហើយអញ្ចឹងតាមរយៈការស្រាវជ្រាវហ្នឹងរកឃើញថាបើសិនជាយើងមានសុខភាពផ្លូវចិត្តអត់សូវល្អទេវាធ្វើឲ្យអាកថាមពលនៃការធ្លាក់ចុះរាងកាយយើងរហូតដល់ 20% ហើយថាមពលនៃការគិតរបស់យើងហ្នឹងវាធ្លាក់ចុះទៅដល់ 35% អញ្ចឹងណាចា
៎ And so why do we think it's important to focus on it now especially quick summary in COVID it would be rare if COVID did not have an impact on your mental health. It would be quite surprising. Yeah, all of our routines were impacted and changed the way that we regularly manage and maintain our well-being physically and mentally. It impacted our exercising, meditation habits, eating well, getting enough sleep. All of those things were affected. And of course, the additional stress of people's lives being at risk. It changed the way we perceive our everyday life and changed what is important to us. We found around the world many people left their jobs or wanted to change their lifestyle as a result. Also, for a long time, many of us were limited to socializing online and holding so many meetings online. And our team members also shared with us often how much it drained them to be on Zoom and Google Meets all day and negatively impacted to their energy. And our team members felt like they were working two times as long, but within the same hours. So working from home made activities drag on, and they reported not feeling as accomplished in their work. And then also now that we're coming out of COVID, we are working on recovering from those experiences and recovering from social isolation. When we spend so much time working alone, we forget how to interact with others. We forget how to feel confident around others again. I can share it, especially for myself coming back into the office. I felt, oh, I don't know how to talk to anyone anymore. I don't remember how to have friends. So it was definitely a challenge that we're still working on rebuilding and helping us feel well and confident every day.
ចឹងតាក់ទងនឹងថាឥឡូវហេតុអីបានយើងត្រូវបដោតទៅលើរឿងសុខភាពផ្លូវចិត្តហ្នឹងដោយសារយើងមើលឃើញថាជីវិតបិសោតនៅផេបភីហ្នឹងគឺនៅក្នុងកំឡុងពេល COVID.អាការងារដែលយើងត្រូវធ្វើហ្នឹងវានៅដំណើរការប៉ុន្តែគាត់ថាវាត្រូវមានការផ្លាស់ប្រែទៅលើរបៀបនៃការធ្វើការអញ្ចឹងរបៀបនៃការរស់នៅរបៀបអីអញ្ចឹងផ្សេងផ្សេងណាតាំងពីការសម្រាកតាំងពីអីហ្នឹងហើយភាគច្រើនពេលដែលនៅក្នុងស្ថានភាពហ្នឹងជាទូទៅយើងឃើញថាមិនមែនតែក្រុមការងារភាគីទេមានមនុស្សច្រើនណាស់ដែលគាត់រស់នៅក្នុងគេហៅថាហានិភ័យអញ្ចឹងអាផ្លូវចិត្តរបស់គាត់ហ្នឹងរៀងអត់សូវល្អទេអញ្ចឹងណាចាអញ្ចឹងអាចធ្វើឲ្យអាការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរនៅគុណតម្លៃរបស់មនុស្សឬក៏ភាពសំខាន់របស់មនុស្សអីហ្នឹងគឺអាចមានភាពខុសគ្នាដែរហើយភាគច្រើនអាចរហូតដល់អ្នកខ្លះគាត់មានសម្ពាធថាអូគាត់ត្រូវចង់លាឈប់ពីការងារចង់ប្ដូរការងារពីកន្លែងនេះទៅកន្លែងនោះអីចឹងទៅចាហើយនៅក្នុងនោះដែរពេលដែលមានស្ថានភាព COVID យើងដឹងស្រាប់ហើយថាគេ lockdown គេអីចឹងទៅគេអត់ឲ្យយើងទៅជួបគ្នានៅខាងក្រៅនៅអីចឹងណាចាចុះភាគច្រើន meeting ដែលកើតឡើងគឺរៀបចំជាបែបលក្ខណៈ online អត់ជា in person ទេចឹងធ្វើឲ្យយើងនឹងប្រើ Zoom យើងប្រើស្អីស្អីច្រើនហើយកាលណាយើងនៅអង្គុយមុខ computer ច្រើនយើងដឹងហើយក៏វាប៉ះពាល់ទៅដល់ទាំងអស់ទាំងសុខភាពទាំងផ្លូវកាយទាំងផ្លូវអីនឹងទាំងអស់ដែរហើយពេលដែលយើងអត់ interact មួយមនុស្សភាគច្រើនវាធ្វើឲ្យយើងពេលនៅកំឡុងពេលហ្នឹងយើងភ្លេចគិតថាអូយើងមានមិត្តភ័ក្តិឬក៏យើងមានអ្នកធ្វើការងារមួយគ្នាយើងអង្គុយធ្វើការតាមម្នាក់ឯងយើងអីចឹងអញ្ចឹងបាត់វិសោធន៍ Catherine តគាត់និយាយថាពេលដែលនៅក្នុងកំឡុង COVID ហ្នឹងគាត់ធ្វើការតាមម្នាក់ឯងពីផ្ទះនៅអីចឹងទៅ ta pe tlop ma pe da covid thu sra veng tlop ma thoe ka neu knong karyalai kot mi aram tha kot doich bat tumnop chot rue kot mi aram tha ko at dang tha chap dam tne knong muoy nak sei veng mich mich ei chang na cha cha okun.
So in our office specifically, these are the changes we made to better support mental health. So from focusing on the strictly the mental side is encouraging our team members to take time off. So for us, it's not just about if you are very ill or have COVID. If you do not feel well within yourself to work, we want you to have that time to rest so you come back feeling refreshed, not just physically, but mentally. So mental health days are a key part of our organization. We also make sure to implement regular meetings with our HR. So that way people feel very open and have opportunities to share any challenges that they are facing privately and securely, and work on constructive ways to help improve those issues so that they're able to focus on work. We also provide regular referrals to counselors through the programs we partner with. Socially, when we know that we need to have online meetings, we work on adding games into those meetings. So when we have team meetings and activities, we include fun, physically engaging and mentally engaging activities for us to feel connected with each other. And we also continue to allow team members to work from home when they want, and make small working groups in the office during COVID so that people could continue socializing with each other when they needed it, but in a safe way. Physically, we provide yoga sessions to our team members, and we've recently implemented that program as well, so that our staff members can feel refreshed and focus on building their physical and mental energy. We have inclusive sports programming that involves not just our students, but our staff as well, to work on their physical health. And we regularly encourage and support meditation practices and programs in our office.
ចឹងចឹងនិយាយទៅនេះគឺជាអីដែលបទពិសោធន៍របស់ផាត់ធីមយើងបានធ្វើតកតងទៅនឹងការថែទាំសុខភាពលើចិត្តហ្នឹងយើងលើកទឹកចិត្តក្រុមការងារយើងដូចថាបើគាត់ធ្វើការងារច្រើនម៉ោងអញ្ចឹងឬគាត់ធ្វើការនៅពេល weekend ឬក៏អីចឹងគាត់អាច take compensation ឬគាត់អាចឈប់សម្រាកនៅពេលណាដែលគាត់ត្រូវការការឈប់សម្រាកឬគាត់ឈឺគាត់សួរខ្លួនអញ្ចឹងយើងអត់ឲ្យគាត់ធ្វើការតែគាត់មានអារម្មណ៍អត់សូវល្អឬអីអញ្ចឹងគាត់អាច take សម្រាកចាំបានហើយនៅក្នុងនោះដែរយើងមាន HR manager នៅទីនេះអញ្ចឹង HR manager ដើរតួយ៉ាងសំខាន់អញ្ចឹងភាគច្រើនក្រុមការងារគាត់មានបញ្ហាអីគាត់អាចទៅទៅជែកជាមួយនឹងក្រុមការងារ HR ហ្នឹងឯងអញ្ចឹងក្រុម HR គាត់នឹងជួយដោះស្រាយនៅបញ្ហារបស់ក្រុមការងារថាត្រូវរកដំណោះស្រាយយ៉ាងម៉េចយ៉ាងម៉េចចឹងណាចា៎ហើយទី3តកតងទៅនឹងអាហ្នឹងយើងធ្វើមិនត្រឹមតែផ្ដល់ counseling ហ្នឹងទៅដល់កូនសិស្សទេសម្រាប់តែក្រុមការងាររបស់យើងក៏យើងធ្វើដែរនៅពេលណាដូចខ្ញុំជា ED អញ្ចឹង manager ណាមួយមួយគាត់មានបញ្ហាគាត់ត្រូវការ support យ៉ាងម៉េចអញ្ចឹងខ្ញុំជួយគាត់អញ្ចឹងទៅចា៎ហើយនៅក្នុង social ពេលច្រើនយើងចាំបានបទពិសោធន៍ពេលនៅក្នុងកា COVID របស់យើងណាអញ្ចឹងយើងមានបញ្ចូល game មានបញ្ចូលអីនៅក្នុង meeting ហ្នឹងសម្រាប់ក្នុងថ្នាក់រៀនរបស់កូនសិស្សយើងក៏យើងធ្វើបែបហ្នឹងដែរអញ្ចឹងយើងអនុវត្តទាំងក្រុមការងារទាំងកូនសិស្សហើយពេលខ្លះទៀតយើងចាំបាននៅក្នុងដំណាក់កាលមួយដែលយើងអាចត្រឡប់មក office បានណាអញ្ចឹងយើងបែងចែកថ្ងៃដូចថាខ្ញុំមកថ្ងៃច័ន្ទអ្នកណាមកថ្ងៃណាអញ្ចឹងទៅដល់ក្រុមតូចយើងអាចនៅតែធ្វើការងារតំណងមួយគ្នាបានអញ្ចឹងទៅចា៎ហើយសម្រាប់ផ្នែកសុខភាពរាងកាយវិញគឺយើងមានផ្ដល់យើងបានមានការសហការជាមួយដៃគូរបស់យើងហើយគាត់ធ្វើ yoga class ទៅដល់បុគ្គលិករបស់យើងហើយនៅក្នុងនោះprogram របស់យើងមានធ្វើគេហៅថា sport program អ្នកកុនសិស្សតើយុវជនក្រុមការងារយើងក៏គាត់មានបែបហ្នឹងដែរហើយយើងលើកទឹកចិត្តឲ្យក្រុមការងារយើងមានធ្វើការសមាធិហើយជាពិសេសខ្ញុំហ្នឹងឯងខ្ញុំថេកអាហ្នឹងខ្លួនឯងខ្ញុំរកឃើញថាមកព្រឹក5នាទីយកមុនចូលគេ5នាទីវាជួយខ្ញុំច្រើននៅក្នុងរយៈពេលមួយដែលខ្ញុំអត់បានអនុវត្តវាខ្ញុំ loss ខ្លាំងមែនតើចាំអរគុណច្រើន
So overall, the recommendations from our lessons learned that we would share with other organizations is allow for time off without pressing why. I think often in our office previously, our team members always shared exactly why they're taking time off because they felt they needed to justify it to us. But they really don't have to. If people want to take a day off or time with their family or time to focus on themselves, it's okay. It's not our business. Allow them to take time off. And provide spaces for people to give feedback anonymously or seek help anonymously. It should not be a place where they feel shamed or that they have to share with everyone that they're facing mental health challenges. There should be clear mechanisms in place at your organization for them to seek help on their own. We also recommend giving counselor training to staff, especially if you have HR staff or programmatic staff that obtain feedback, so that they know how to listen actively and listen effectively to help the person sharing their challenges with them. We also encourage leaders in the organization to speak up about mental health and encourage counseling and prioritizing mental health and well-being during meetings and wellness check-ins. We also encourage the organization to maintain health in every aspect and normalize, work to actively normalize mental health practices to be just as necessary as physical exercise.
ភាគច្រើននៅភាពីរបស់យើងនឹងគឺថាបើសិនជាអ្នកណាចង់ឈប់សម្រាកអីគាត់អាចឈប់សម្រាកយើងអត់មានសួរនាំគាត់អីច្រើនទេតែសួរថាយើងអត់សួរនាំគាត់នឹងដោយសារអីលក្ខណៈពិសេសមួយរបស់ក្រុមការងារភាពីដែលខ្ញុំធ្វើការងារជាមួយខ្ញុំចូលចិត្តខ្លាំងនឹងគឺថាពួកគាត់មានអារម្មណ៍មួយមានការទទួលខុសត្រូវទៅលើកិច្ចការងាររបស់គាត់អញ្ចឹងគាត់ដឹងថាកិច្ចការងារត្រូវធ្វើឲ្យចប់នៅពេលណាពេលណាអញ្ចឹងនៅពេលណាដែលគាត់ដឹងថាការងារគាត់មិនចប់ហើយហើយបើសិនគាត់ធ្វើអត់ចប់តែគាត់ចង់ឈប់សម្រាកអីក៏គាត់ចេះទៅចែកមួយក្រុមការងារអ្នកណាទទួលការងារនៅបន្តឬក៏យ៉ាងម៉េចអីចឹងណាចូលរបៀបហ្នឹងដែរធ្វើឲ្យយើងម្នាក់ៗជឿទុកចិត្តទៅលើគ្នាហើយពេលដែលពួកគាត់ចង់ឈប់សម្រាកយើងអត់មានសួរនាំគាត់ច្រើនទេហើយតាក់ទងទៅទី2នៅ Happy គឺយើង Open យើងអាចឲ្យអ្នកណាក្រោយសម្បីខ្ញុំជា ED ខ្ញុំតែប្រាប់ក្រុមការងារថាខ្ញុំមិនមែនជាexecutive director ទេខ្ញុំគ្រាន់តែជាអ្នកដែល support ខ្ញុំមក support អ្នកទាំងអស់គ្នាហើយអ្នកទាំងអស់គ្នាអាចមានគំនិតយោបល់ក្នុងការអប់រំមានន័យថាបដៅខ្ញុំបានខ្ញុំនិយាយពីអមតថាខ្ញុំដាក់ខ្លួនឲ្យអ្នកទាំងអស់គ្នាបដៅទោះបីខ្ញុំខ្ញុំទូនីតិអីក៏ដោយតែខ្ញុំគឺជាមនុស្សខ្ញុំប្រកាសជាអាចមានបកាយកំហុសអញ្ចឹងខ្ញុំបកាយនៅបរិយាកាសមួយក្រុមការងារនៅទីនេះយើងមាន value រួមមួយគឺថាសូមផ្ដល់នៅព័ត៌មានត្រឡប់បើសិនជាមើលឃើញនៅកំហុសរបស់ខ្ញុំឬកំហុសរបស់អ្នកណាហើយយើងនិយាយគ្នាយើងបានចិត្តទទួលយកព័ត៌មានត្រឡប់ហ្នឹងយើងយកមកកែសម្រួលបើសិនជាយើងពិចារណាថាអូអាហ្នឹងខ្ញុំត្រូវកែកែហើយយើងមានអារម្មណ៍ថាយើងអត់មានអារម្មណ៍ខ្មាស់អៀនឬក៏អូមិនបានគេថាយើងអត់មានអារម្មណ៍បែបហ្នឹងទេតែខ្ញុំសូម្បីតែក្រុមការងារគាត់ប្រាប់ក្នុងទូរទស្សន៍ខ្ញុំថាអូបងគឺចេះចុះខ្ញុំសូមសុបាយតែអញ្ចឹងណាអញ្ចឹងយើងអត់ដែរមានអារម្មណ៍មួយអត់សុបាយទេចាយតាក់ទងទៅនឹងក្រុមការងារយើងយើងលើកទឹកចិត្តឲ្យគាត់ទៅរកវគ្គ training តាក់ទងទៅនឹងការប្រឹក្សាយោបល់ដោយការប្រមាណខែមុនចន្ទាសវឹងឬក៏ក្រុមយើងណាផ្សេងហ្នឹងគាត់បាន take course ហ្នឹងហើយគាត់បានធ្វើការគម្រោងចែករំលែកមួយក្រុមការងារដែរហើយមានដូចខ្ញុំនឹងសិពៅយើងបានទៅចូលរួមវគ្គ coaching យើងមាន plan ថានឹងចែកបទពិសោធន៍ហ្នឹងទៅដល់ក្រុមការងារយើងផ្សេងផ្សេងទៀតដើម្បីឲ្យដូចខ្ញុំជា ED ខ្ញុំនឹងអាចគាត់គ្រប់គ្រងទៅដល់ manager manager គាត់គ្រប់គ្រងទៅដល់ officer និងគ្រប់គ្រងទៅដល់ក្រុមសិស្សអញ្ចឹងនេះគឺជា culture នៅក្នុងភាពីរបស់យើងដែលយើងធ្វើហើយយើងគិតថានឹងគឺជាអីដែលយើងស្រឡាញ់ចូលចិត្តហើយមើលឃើញថាវាមានប្រសិទ្ធភាពមែនតើហើយកូនសិស្សរបស់យើងភាគច្រើនពេលគាត់មានបញ្ហាគាត់មានទំនុកចិត្តនៅក្នុងការដឹកជញ្ជូនក្រុមការងាររបស់យើងខ្លាំងមែនតើចា៎ហើយនៅក្នុងនេះដែរយើងលើកទឹកចិត្តឲ្យអ្នកដឹកនាំនៅក្នុងក្រុមស្ថាប័នដឹកនាំស្ថាប័ននេះឲ្យនិយាយអំពីរឿងថែរក្សាសុខភាពផ្លូវចិត្តនឹងឲ្យខ្លាំងលើកទឹកចិត្តក្រុមការងារឲ្យទៅរកការប្រឹក្សាយោបល់ឬក៏ដាក់ធ្វើម៉េច priority គេហៅថាចាត់អាទិភាពថាថែទាំសុខភាពផ្លូវចិត្តគឺជារឿងសំខាន់អញ្ចឹងណាចា៎ហើយយើងលើកទឹកចិត្តឲ្យក្រុមការងារនៅក្នុងស្ថាប័នហ្នឹងគាត់យល់ថាអាសុខភាពហ្នឹងវាត្រូវថែទាំវាដើម្បីឲ្យយើងហ្នឹងអាចធ្វើឲ្យការអនុវត្តការងាររបស់យើងហ្នឹងវាទៅបានល្អព្រោះតែចិត្តយើងឡើងកាយយើងសុខភាពយើងល្អហើយបើសិនតែចិត្តយើងធ្លាក់អាកាយយើងក៏វាធ្លាក់ទៅតាមនឹងដែរថាមពលចឹងទៅ
So to get through this quickly, we'll just share the slide and we can go back to it during the questions. And I saw a comment as well from Dara about counselor resources. We'd be really happy to share our resources with you. We brought in counselors to train staff and support our staff and students directly. And so we have a volunteer that we specifically work with who is a mental health counselor and trainer and coach in the US who comes to Cambodia. So if you would like the training in that, we are really happy to ask her if she's willing to volunteer and support other organizations for providing that training as well. She plans to come back here this summer. So if that's something for your organization's interest, let us know and we can introduce you to her. We also believe in partnering with organizations providing counseling resources. So within this group, Women's Resource Center, awesome resource for us and very open to supporting during the COVID pandemic, especially. We also discuss resources with TPO. Ultimately, for us, the services were very expensive. So that's up to you. We have the funding to resource in. And Bangwat also has a really great resource about Vipassana centers for supporting mental health and mental health practices.
Women Resource Center, net of me, score, I acted the net and mean the line, mui, the way, chui, the gap, the side of all along and then, high TBO, that what is out, people along out. So I come, got young brother, we're in minimum like lie, Janet, Jahai, Niji, what is out by young Tonium, Jampan, Gano, the Berry, young Tony Passman. Canon yum to a gana peppy, no champi bun up, and yum burn out clang and then la hold down yum lane and yum mong. Hey, yum lost them up. Jat for car, junka, at a kick at the pramity, then yum tonight, they are pima by mong. Penum yum go band recommendation be mudroom gang in yum go to the Vipassana, and the gen yum squan be mudroom gang in a peppy, but smoke kailang and not that, and yum go to the jack. Often
we have another chat. Oh, yes. So some exercises we use, some examples from our team that you can utilize. I guess we just share two because we need to, not a lot of time.
Yeah.
But so I used to do, take therapy for my anxiety. I can be honest. Yeah. Anxiety and depression. And there's some physical exercises that you can do when you're having a panic attack, when you're very nervous and scared. Or feeling too anxious, and that you can do that forces your heart to slow down. And I know that within our own NGO itself, even if you don't have anxiety or depression, often many people, we have situations where we feel a lot of stress and we want to calm ourselves down. So I think if there's time, maybe during the questions, I can show how to do this exercise. It's a simple, you extend your, I don't think anyone can see. So you have your hand, your right hand facing backwards, and then you take your left hand and bring it over so your hands come together and hug each other, and then you pull your hands down and you put your hands on your heart. And my therapist taught me to do this when I was 6 years old, that when you hold it over your heart and you do deep breaths, 5 to 6 seconds, in and out, 10 times, your heart actually slows down during a panic attack. And it's helped me in many situations, personally and professionally. And other exercises our team members use to maintain positive mental health is they have specific recommended YouTube videos that they listen to at work to help maintain positive energy during their break time. So we have an awesome song list from some of our Peppy team if you want any fun, positive music for the office. And now I'll just turn it over to Bongwan if you... in case anybody wants to ask, we can clarify that exercise again. But Bongwan has a closing practice for you to try.
Yeah. The Catherine con jay mình nhung tẹt tông cái nông bắt bị sao bắt quạt môi được than nó bên na được miền là rộng ha bắt đông dương nó bây giờ đa ở xưa bây giờ nhau bây giờ còn hàng nhận ở miền là miền ai sao bỏ vừa chập bán làm vậy là nhóm chập bán khăn khất tẹt tông được đồng hàm đau từ lời đồng hàm hay và sân chia nhóm chập bán bị sao bao nhóm muốn Đại sao nhóm miền cái ăn uống sinh hoạt thế hay nhóm club tự thường bác sĩ má trong phía trán nhóm đào tự lơ cả đội đồng hàm trên đồng hàm cho vào nông phía xa nó cái hai tha và nông phía xa lấy cái hai tha pan pana pana sạch tệ trong đào tự lơ đồng hàm trên đồng hàm cho bỏ nhớ hết nè ở thì dừng đồng nhóm miền bắc phía xa mua chỉ riêng lo thay nhóm miền bắc nhà hàng khang miền tây ở đặc biệt chất màu đặc đời nhóm ca chơi chào bao nhiêu khăn mình đang cứ và hai chơi chất cùng bảy năm mấy cho ao tập bên này đã chất mau rồi đâu bảy ngày môn trên tay ba ngày môn cứ riêng ca nhóm chơi chập bình là ngay thì chơi chập được ở đằng không công viên của tặng nhóm đôi kem mua cho bạch cái châu nghe chẳng hồi đó nhóm ở đằng thật thật thơm mà chơi nhóm thật tập bên để chặt năm nhắm năm nhóm chua sầu chua ai rồi hồi đó lời nó cứ nhóm tập lọc tới vừa ca sa mạc thị lan với hai nhóm về đại nhóm trăm bán nó bắt bóng ca pi bằng mạng khai muốn nhưng mà này ánh hay nhóm admin ấy tặng ở vậy tới hai phụ anh đăng tham viết thử máu về đăng năm gọi do tới nơi mà này ấy nó không bật tốt nhóm pay client mình đến và đây nhóm về nó ấy để anh chui nhóm bán cứ nhóm kênh sa mạc thị nhóm kênh nào từ lời đặt hàng tranh một hàng châu hay về chui thôi nhóm nó cặp mình thôi cả chỉ chấp nhóm bạn đăng tham hai đại mình viên đầm nà ca để và đang nơi pel đài nhóm thuê tới việc bắt chưa đầm nà ca với chui nhóm hay tăng từ pel năng máu ở tại chợ đo pel màu đặt đời chấm ở lớn nó nhóm lên tập pel chặt nam máy nhóm chặt nam mà đau từ lơ đồng hàm trên đồng hàm chỗ nó sẽ mát thị chân tới hai nhóm lên nam môn pel đài để nhóm đăng chấm đi chui cắt bật thôi à năng khoan mình đang hai nhóm chụp miên ca thấy cái máy nơi pel đài à cầm lồng pel nhóm màu đặt đời vừa tập pel nam màu đặt đời cứ nhóm thuê ở cả tới vì chui chặt hàng hàng đèn chấm đấy ở lớn nó nhom bắt cá thay khay nâng heo đôi chiều buôn phèn khay cho nhom hiện nghe nào ông ta thu sáu bao trà anh ấy chưa bắt bị sao bao nhom về đây nhom à để chất đông mà đông 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 cứ thưa nhom nhà rắm ăn lo đây nhom thưa ca nghe ấp sự nên để ta là rắm mà đây ấy á cha cha anh ấy chưa bắt bị sao bao nhom hay nè từ học nia trong xã là bông ai bật nét đồng bay đào từ lơ đồng ham chạy ham chỗ ai pin để tí bàn đài được gọi thế trong xã là bông á rồi có chẳng xua xong nuôi vô tầm đó.
Cô thấy sao là bó bóng quá. Nhưng chẳng sao.
Dạ, dạ. Tôi sao là bó hả? Chẳng dân ai bật ngay từ đó nhé. So now, she said we should try to close the eyes. So maybe okay. Can take like 2 minutes and then focus on the breath. Like the breath in, you also know. And the breath out, you also know. Focus on only on your breath. But sometimes, you know, your mind will go fast like a monkey. Sometimes, if you feel your mind out, you just realize, and then you just focus again on your breath. So it's okay. Don't blame on your mind or yourself. Okay, make it yourself feel free and easy. Just rely on, just focus on your breath. Okay. So start. So you can open your eye slowly, slowly. And how did you feel when you tried?
I almost fall asleep.
Thank God. So you can get energy, right?
Yeah, or I go back to sleep.
Okay, so everybody can share your experience if you would like to share, or maybe you have any question, you can question. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Well, thank you, Catherine and Watt, for putting together a lot of research. I know that took you some effort to bring it all together and to bring it to the group. And you could see from the comments in the chat section that you hit an important topic, and that it's on many people's minds. And I think it's been a very valuable presentation. And I've got two screens full of people, so we can certainly spend a little time on questions and just observations, comments about this presentation. If someone wants to speak, they could raise their hand or use the raised hand signal, and I'll try to go back and forth between two screens full of people. I think 42 is the biggest group we've had yet. So, Paul, it's a lot of people.
A big group.
Big group. Ty, did you have something you wanted to say or ask at this point?
Yeah, that was great presentation. So thank you so much, Catherine and Bong Panyawat, for good presentation. I just have one question because we have run workshop for our team as well here, but when I try to ask them about mental health issue or if anyone have any problem or something, they can share with us so we can discuss or something. But they have no problem or something. So with your experience with this, so how can you ask them, like they really understand they are having the mental health issue, or through your experience, how about your staff at Peppy? Do they have any mental health issue or something? Thank you.
So we both have direct experience with this that we can speak on. And so I can say that during my time at Peppy, when I first arrived, it would be the same experience as you mentioned. If you ask someone how they're doing, they're like, oh, fine, no problems, always happy. I eat rice today, all good. can't get anything else out of anybody. I found that it was a lot of concerted effort, especially during COVID, to make a cultural change in our office, a practice of our leadership expressing the mental health challenges they're facing first. So instead of us going to officers and just saying, like, what are some challenges you're experiencing? We make it more conversational, but we're also opening the door to listen, where I would talk to, for example, my colleague who's communications officer, when we have our meetings and check-in, I say to her, here's something that's been a real challenge for me this past month. Here's something I'm dealing with. And I share if it's a physical challenge, a mental health challenge, or something, you know, just complain about work. And then going to my officer, I'm like, oh, do you have anything you want to share that's similar? So we start off with two negatives and a positive, which is something we were discussing earlier today. So it kind of enforces the fact that it's like, there has to be something. I know there's something that you're facing. And we find that some of the conversations can lead to the office, but when we're building those relationships, they can even talk about challenges they're facing at home that they feel is impacting their workday. But I think it really starts with leadership, is my lesson learned, that you have to be willing to put yourself out there and explain the challenges you have going on first for them to be willing to open up to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like Catherine already shared with Ty, and I think to me, this is the idea that I would like to share just for personal, that I feel when I joined with a Peppy team. Actually, I found that, and I also learned from the rest of the team, we are very open. And if we found that something wrong with me or with myself, so we always share with the rest, with someone that we feel we trust and we would like to share. And like me, I feel I trust all of the managers and also the rest of the board. And they always support me a lot. And as you know, when I first start with this position, I feel very shaky and I feel very not confident to place my role. So my mentor is not so good. And when I would like to try to speak English, but because when I stopped working for full time, like for 3 years, and I never speak English anymore. So that's why when I come first time, I need to speak in English. So make me feel not confident like before. So this also make me feel, oh, I lost some confidence. And then the team helped me a lot. even Catherine, she tried to encourage me, okay, don't care about the grammar or something like that. And then after week and after month, so I gained a lot of confidence. Even Sarah, he's the previous executive director. He support me a lot. When I told him, oh, Sarah, I don't feel I can do this. And he said, oh, Mongwon, you believe in yourself. You can do it. So you feel like this, like that. So he support me a lot. And when I share with the rest of the board as well, like a chair board, mostly I work closely with him. He always support my emotion a lot. So that's why I feel the mental health here, we free, we open to tell the people, okay, I have this issue happen and I need this support. And I hope that you can support and they willing to support me.
Yeah. One activity that I would recommend to get team members to start to share, it can be, I think you can change it if you want to fit to Cambodian culture better. But in English, it's called Roses, Thorns, and Buds. So it's a group activity that we used to do 2 years ago here to get people to start sharing that during our weekly meeting, everybody have to share one rose. So a rose is something that you feel went positively this week, something you're happy about. A thorn is something that negative that happened that you want to share to get support from the team. And a bud, which is a rose before it blooms, is something that you're looking forward to in the future. And so when we started doing that, it helped. It was actually difficult at first. The people be like, thorn, like, what's a thorn? I can't come up with anything. But then after two times, they're just like, oh, I have five thorns. And it encouraged people to start sharing some negative aspects about their work and their life that they wanted us to. All you do during Roses, Bud, and Thorns is you support whoever is speaking, no matter what they say. You don't try to contradict it in a negative way. When you hear the rose or bud and thorn, you give them their full support when they are sharing with you, and it helps them to share more in the future. It's a good introduction exercise.
Yeah, and also, everybody, like for me, as the ED, and then I always share with them that, okay, I can be not your director, but I am your supporter. So feel free to talk to me and feel free if you need any support, I will be here to support you. One thing that I would like to share with them, I just come here to support all of you, but I'm not come here to solve your problem. And so that's why your problem you need to solve by yourself, but I will question you until you can find like what the solution that you would like to deal with that and fit with like we call appropriate with your situation. Yeah, so something like this that I share with the team as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tai-san, that was a great question, and the answers are very practical. Who else has something else they want to ask? I'm looking for hands up or hand signals on the screen. I don't see any yet. I'm back and forth. We can make it a little more open. And if somebody would like to ask a question, unmute yourself and ask. Well, it's very quiet.
Yeah.
Can I share some experience? One more, let people happy.
Okay. Yes.
What do you want to
we say? Talk so much.
Because when I silent like this, I just would like to take the opportunity to share. I remember in 2010, I have a depression, but I did not say. But Daniela, the founder of the Peppy, she looked at me and she feel that, oh, something wrong to me. So that's why she invited me to her room and then she asked me the question and then I can share with that. So this is that I would like to say with all of you that as the leader, or as the team of the organization, we need to observe our team as well. And someone, if they don't feel they want to share or they feel not confident to share, but if we create the opportunity or make some the environment that they feel they want to share, then the situation will be better. Yeah, thank you.
We have a hand raised.
There it is. Santia, please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Guy, can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Oh.
We can't see you, but we hear you.
Thank you. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you, Mom, Sophia.
Maybe he can't hear us.
I think maybe the internet.
Okay.
Well, we may be having a problem with internet there. Meanwhile, I see that Lita has her hand up. Lita, why don't you unmute yourself and ask your question?
Yes, thank you. Thank Catherine and sister for sharing a great lesson learned. For Campbell Projects, actually, we also practice the meditation every morning on Monday, because we think that after a weekend, we need to bring everyone back to work, and then the smooth motion will come back as well. But I'm thinking of before the meditation, shall we give them some space, like a second or 2 seconds to make themselves ready, or we just immediately ask them to close their eye and then start meditation immediately? That is the first question.
Mm-hmm. And I think to that, we ourselves are not mental health professionals. Mm-hmm. So I hesitate to say how it should be run. I think at the level we're at right now, I would mostly rely on feedback from your team on what makes them comfortable, what makes them feel good. So make sure to create space for them to share with you on how they would like the meditation sessions to be run, so that you're incorporating their feelings and readiness as well. Because we can't say this is the best way they need to manage their mental health. I think it wouldn't be necessarily appropriate for us, because I'm no professional. I'm no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So another question, I don't know, my internet loss or...
No, your internet is fine. Go ahead with your next question, no? Lita.
Uh-oh.
Oh, now your internet is frozen.
Oh, no.
Oh, darn. We'll hope yours comes back here shortly. Meanwhile, Santia is back. With hand raised, and maybe that internet will work now. Santiago, would you unmute yourself and ask your question?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Can you hear me?
Well, we're getting quite a bit of feedback, but try speaking again.
Can you hear me now?
That's perfectly.
Yes. Okay. Bill?
Yes.
Okay, so my question is, I know we're talking about the mental health also, I think, related to physical health. So it could cause to physical health as well. I meet a person and when she or he always thinking that they have a physical health, even though meeting a few doctors already saying that he or she doesn't have any physical health at all, but he or she keeps thinking that I'm using this because I don't want everyone to know, like, it's either she or he. He or she always thinking that they always have, like, physical health problems. How can we tell him or her that this is not, or like encourage him or her that this is not a physical but mental health and accept it?
Thank you. I think someone's mental health journey is very personal. And for me, if I was in the same situation as you, what I would do is I would encourage all the team members to say, oh, we have this partnership for example, with Women's Resource Center, where they're offering, you know, a counseling session for free. I would do encourage all the team members to do the session with them. So that way it's something inclusive that your whole team is involved in. And just saying like, yeah, mental health day, same thing. Like at Pepe, we do dental days where all of our students go for their dental health checkup. And so I would encourage you to do the same thing with a mental health checkup day. So be like, everybody sign up. But I don't think you can make it compulsory necessarily. But I do think that if you have everyone on your team kind of on board and there's buy-in to it, that then them going along with it. And then through those discussions, there'll be a potential solution. But I don't think from our side, not being professionals in that field, and also even a physical problem, it's not for us to diagnose somebody else or to tell them when they have an issue. But what we can do is encourage everyone to get support, because mental health, just like your physical needs, should be an annual checkup every year where you're talking and sharing with someone, because it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you, but it's a checkup just to make sure you're doing okay. And if you implement that as a strategy with your team, through that, they would hopefully get the support that they need.
Excellent. Excellent point. Wonderful questions. I just got a message from Lita that said she was back. There you are, Lita. You had a second question you wanted to ask?
Yes. The second question I would like to ask is about shall we counselor like the mental health to start as confident in the small room, or can we counselor to the staff as a group? Which one is better that you can recommend?
Oh yeah, I mean we do both. So I think it's good to offer both as an option. Just doing group sessions is positive, and for team building, it's a great practice to just say, you know, as a team, we're going to discuss some of the challenges we're facing and see how we can come together. But I think also giving the option for individual sessions is really important, because you're going to have team members who will not feel comfortable sharing in the group or different things that they want to talk about on an individual level. So I would say create space for both.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good. Odum, you had your hand up a bit earlier, but it's not up now. Yes. Did your question get answered, or do you have one?
Hello. I actually don't have a question, you know, but I just like to share what I think I come through and I solve my problem. First, you know, thank you to Katwins and, you know, your assistant, your colleague. You know, actually, I did recently, you know, personally with my problem. You know, I have like you know, like depressions or stress, maybe because of like family or, you know, like working. So you know, a few days ago, you know, I cannot keep or holding or inside me. So I just went upstairs and find my help. And I share all story to Mr. Seta. So, you know, then here, you know, we come up with a, you know, like good, you know, suggestion or communication. You know, I feel a lot better. You know, I think, oh, I feel released. And then I can do things, you know, like perfectly, you know. So I don't feel like, oh, you know, too heavy or, you know, like depressions anymore. So I suggest that, you know, of course, like Catherine and with her presentation, I found that this is very important, you know, to just share, or like if you know anything you can do for, like, for example, exercise like you show, or, you know, find trust people just to talk and find help, support, you know. This will be great tip from the presentation, but I also would like to share what I did. No question for me.
I would like to say, like, there's a lot of information thrown at us today, but I think if there's a key thing to remember to share and bring back with your team, and if, echoing what you said, is, you know, all of us know logically that for our whole lives we cannot always be physically healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, there's points when we get sick. There's points when we need to go to the hospital. There's points when we need care. It's not possible to be a human being and not experience being physically ill. And I think we need to share that message that it is the same for your mental health. It's not possible to go through life and have perfect mental health because you're a human being. So just as much as you need checkup and support for your physical health, you need to consider and care for yourself about your mental health just as much.
Yeah, I do support Catherine saying the last point about everyone as human have the problem, have the issue that we have to check up. So this is really important. It's the root cause of the problem that, you know, the eternal solution is we do exercise, we do meditation. It's just the eternal, but the best medicine to avoid mental health issue is the ourselves, is through the internal, that we need to understand that everyone has problem and the world have problem. So this is the fact, this is nature as human. So when we accept the problem, we feel okay. We don't have any problem with mental health or something. I think this is the root cause and the key point. Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah, Thay and Catherine already raised for this point. In the psychology, we call that normalization technique. So this technique will help people a lot. Even me, when I feel something bad, like I feel, oh, this is normal. So everybody, not happen only me, everybody always happen to them as well. So this is we call normalization technique. It's very helpful and useful for us, and then we can use this.
Yes.
Well, Vlad and Catherine, thank you for an awesome presentation today. And I think you could tell from the questions and from the many, many comments in the chat room that this was very well received. You just were spot on with your presentation together, and we're very grateful for that.